Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Overbelt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom Kane.
Well, good morning and welcome to high school baseball here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. On a sunny but chilly morning from the Woodside Sports Complex in Boston, we have doubleheader baseball for you today as the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on the Marshfield Tigers in a couple of Wisconsin Valley Conference games. Now, the Lumberjacks were supposed to play Marshfield earlier this week. That game was, of course, postponed because of bad field conditions. So they decided to combine that makeup game with the future game that would have been played between these two teams, come down here and play a doubleheader on the artificial turf fields and leave a date open later in the season for what undoubtedly will be more makeup games to come here this season. The month of April has not been kind to baseball teams in the northern half of the state, and we'll be seeing more and more of that, I think, as we go through the next couple of weeks. Although the weather is supposed to cooperate the next few days, there is supposed to be rain as well. But this field and this complex is something to see. If you ever get down in the Boston area, check it out. Four full-size artificial turf baseball fields, four full-size softball fields with artificial turf, and more to come. They're adding soccer and lacrosse, I'm told, and more fields, and just an outstanding facility here in the southwestern part of the state down here near Boston. Well, the Lumberjacks come in with a record of 2-0. They have two non-conference victories under their belt, topping Adams Friendship. And then the other night they beat Nakusa down here. Marshfield also coming in undefeated. They are 3-0 on the young season. Their last win coming an 8-6 victory over Toma in non-conference play. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East coach Steve Heinrich. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, what do you say, Coach Steve Heinrich? Well, the doubleheader with Marshfield. Well, back to the other night, you gutted out a win. It was pretty chilly out there, but your team was able to get the lead and then hold them off at the end.
Yeah, you know, jumped up right away in the first inning, get the 1-0 lead, and Nakusa came back, tied it up, and what was nice to see is we responded with two runs right away, and to get that lead again, and we did just enough in that last inning to hold on for a nice 3-2 win.
Once again, you took advantage of some shoddy defense, and you know, I don't know if your team is going to put a lot of crooked numbers on the board, so when teams give you extra outs, you got to take advantage of
them. Well, I think anybody would like that, especially us. You know, we're still trying to find our identity as hitters. You know, it's still early in the year for us. We don't really know what we have at the plate. I think we got some guys that can hit the ball. It's just, you know, are we going to be able to do that day in and day out from the top to the bottom? I don't think so. So if a team opens the door, we better take it.
That being said, the middle of the lineup keeps knocking in runs. Schubring and Widmark with RBIs again.
Yeah, big RBIs again. They helped us a little bit the other day against Adams, but they hit the ball when they needed to. Ben kind of got scolded that first time. You know, we had runners on first and second, and he didn't get them over to second and third. And he took a strikeout, and just knowing the situation, and that's early. You know, we're learning, he's learning, and I'm happy.
And then on the mound, Willie gave you a decent start, only one earned run given up. Obviously, he's going to be your catcher a lot of the season, a left-handed catcher, kind of a unique thing. But on the mound, his lefty and his curveball was working.
And who said he's catching?
Okay.
No, he's. We needed some innings out of him, and we had looked and said, if we can get three out of Willie, that'd be nice. And, you know, we got to the fourth, and he felt okay, and he had the fifth, and, you know, his pitch count was in the 80s, and we were going to give it one little shot in the sixth, and he couldn't do it. And we made that change after those walks, and then Bryce came in and got us out of a nice jam there.
Let's talk about putting together the lineup this early in the season. Obviously, you're going to give guys chances, and they produce or they don't, and you make adjustments throughout the season, but the lineup you're putting on the field now may not be the one you see at the end of the year when playoffs come.
Well, exactly. You only can judge so much by what you see in the cage and in practice indoors. When we start seeing live pitching in real situations, it kind of helps find out a little bit more about our hitters. You know, defensively, I think we have a good idea of where we are defensively. But you're right. You know, we talk about, it's not so much where you start, but where you finish. You know, you get some guys on the bench that get hungry, and you get an opportunity during the season, and if they take advantage of it, well, we find spots for them. And the flip side of that, you know, we don't like to see it, but you give guys chances early, and you know, if they're not producing, you know, we got to move to somebody else, and it's survival of the fittest. Who's there at the end?
And you got two league games here today. Not normally do you see, at least the last couple of years, doubleheaders for league games, but you got one here today and early in the season as well.
Well, yeah, it's, you're either going to have a decent start to the conference season or we're going to be chasing people right away. We did this to free up things. You know, the weather up by us isn't all that good. We can get two games in here right now, which then frees up a little bit of time for whatever might happen with the fields up north. And it puts a little pressure on us, but I think we're ready. It's better doing this, you know, having these two games here today. With two games under our belt already, I would have been a little worried playing two conference games, doubleheader right away without those two games.
That's East End Coach Steve Heinrich back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Clover Belt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference. Excuse me, would you mind spotting me on the weight bench?
Sure, Doc.
Hey, you're the Easter Bunny.
The one and only.
What are you doing at the gym?
Now, if I'm going to haul baskets all over the place, I got to stay in shape. That's why I exercise and take Mullen's Whey Protein Isolate. It's a 97% pure protein powder. It keeps my muscles strong and helps me look good for all those beach bunnies. Get it at the same place they make the cheese. Mullen's Cheese, open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 5, 4 miles south of Mosinee, exit 175 off I-39. Close Easter Sunday.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Clover Belt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Clover Belt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Clover Belt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Clover Belt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are.
And we're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex in Boston, getting set for doubleheader baseball today, the Lumberjacks and the Marshfield Tigers. You heard the wind howling during my pregame interview with Coach Heinrich, and you'll hear it with our field crowd mic as well as we go through the morning and afternoon. It is breezy here, and the field that they are playing on, it appears at least at this point that the wind is blowing. We'll see how that affects the baseball game here to start. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's first game. The Lumberjacks will be the visitors in Game 1, and it will be Jordan Heiding leading off. He'll play shortstop. Willie Brand is the DH for this first game. He'll hit second. Eric Daniel is batting third in left field. Ben Schubring playing second base and will bat cleanup. Cam Gritzmacher is in right field hitting fifth. Bryce Widmark, the sixth hitter, he's playing third base. Ian Corbett is at first base hitting seventh. Tanner Denke, the center fielder, bats eighth. And Luke Strick on the mound is pitching, and he will bat ninth. Sam Romanski doing the catching here in this first ball game. Strick, in his second start of the year, he started at Adams Friendship back on April 10th and won that ball game. As he pitched four innings of shutout ball. In fact, gave up just a couple of hits, three strikeouts and four walks in that first game for Strick. And the right-hander will be on the mound to start here this morning. For Marshfield, the home team in Game 1, it will be Caleb Alexander, the center fielder, leading off. Sam Klein plays second base and bats second. Dalton Varshow is the catcher, and he will hit third, a very dangerous hitter in that Marshfield lineup. Jack Donahue, the DH, bats cleanup. He's hitting for the shortstop, Trevor Schwecke. Jace Kresselt is the first baseman, hitting fifth. Colton Zaradka is the pitcher for Game 1, he is hitting sixth. Cameron Swanson playing third base and hitting seventh. Mitch Zillman plays right field and hits eighth. And Devin Zaradka is in left field, and he will be the number nine hitter for Coach Mark Z and the Marshfield Tigers here this morning. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics, or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by CoVantage Credit Union, you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Lumberjacks, as we said, 2-0 coming into this game, beating Adams Friendship in Nacoosa in non-conference play. And Marshfield coming in with a record of 3-0. The Lumberjacks are supposed to play on Monday and Tuesday. The Monday game, Coach Heinrich believes, will be scratched, scheduled to play in Tomahawk, of course, with the snow and rain and situation. Tomahawk's field undoubtedly will not be ready. East and West are scheduled to play at a conference game on Tuesday. It was scheduled at East. It hasn't been canceled yet, and if it does get played, it will probably be moved to Wausau West. We'll find out more as we go through tomorrow and Monday what the weather is like. Well, I would imagine we'll find out Monday whether or not that East-West game will be played on Tuesday as scheduled. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the first pitch. It's doubleheader baseball over Jacks and Marshfield coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Yes, we're on the air.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Here they come again.
Work hard, play hard.
Much is made of the NCAA saying, we're going to let you have unlimited snacks. Do I get to eat whenever I want to? Is there room service? What snacks am I getting? And we're going to stop talking about unionizing. We're going to stop talking about kids going hungry. We can't have our national champions going hungry. It looks bad.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Woodside Sports Complex in Mauston as we get set for this first matchup between the Marshfield Tigers and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. A couple of right-handers opposing each other today. Colton Zarodka for Marshfield and Luke Strick for the Lumberjacks. East will bat first. They are the visitors in game one. Jordan Heiding will lead things off. Heiding had a hit in four trips the other night against Nacoosa. He also had a couple of hits in the first ball game. So off to a decent start to the young season, and the right-handed hitting Heiding stands in. Zarodka is ready to work. Here it comes. First pitch is outside, ball one. Zarodka working from the stretch, even with nobody on base. We've seen a number of starting pitchers do that in recent years. And he's ready to work. 1-0 to Heiding. Here it comes. That catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Good pitch right there. Not much Heiding could do with that one. One ball, one strike. Lumberjacks got the early lead against Nacoosa, putting a run on the board in the first inning and held off at the end for the victory. Next pitch is upstairs. Two balls and one strike now. Zarodka ready to work again, and the pitch. That's lifted in the air to right field, and it is going to be playable out there and caught. A few steps back and making the catch for Marshfield was Mitch Zillman. So one up, one down here. And that'll bring up Willie Brand, the DH. Brand was the starting pitcher in the game the other night against Nacoosa. He also had a couple of hits in the game. One was of the infield variety. And the left-handed hitting Brand stands in now with one out and nobody on. And the pitch, that drops down low, ball one. Sunny day, but breezy here. Expecting to warm up as we go through the day. It was pretty chilly when we got here this morning in the high 30s, but it's going to warm up into the 50s at some point. Brand lifts one, popped up foul, and it's going to get out of play, I believe, on top of the East dugout on the third base side. And it's 1-1 to Willie Brandt. Brand will be a guy that plays different spots for the Lumberjacks this year. He'll do a little catching. He'll play some outfield. He'll DH. Good hitter. He's left-handed, which makes the catching situation kind of interesting. He and Sam Romanski will probably tag team that. Next pitch in the dirt, blocked by Varsho, and it's 2-1 now. Romanski is catching this first game. Brand is hitting for him in the DH spot. The stretch and the 2-1 pitch. That just stays inside. Almost came back in, but they call it inside. 3-1 now. Zarodka, not a hard thrower. Next pitch, way high and out of the strike zone, and Brand will draw a one-out walk. And that'll bring up Eric Daniel, the left fielder. Daniel didn't play the other night against Nakusa, back in the lineup today. And he will hit here in the first inning with one down and a runner at first. Zarodka checks the runner, the stretch, and the pitch. That drops down low, and it's 1-0. The field they're playing on here is 315 down the lines, 380 to dead center. Artificial turf in the entire field, infield and outfield, and the foul territory is all artificial turf. The pitch, Daniel's going to ground one, a slow shot, a chopper to short. They get the force at second for one, and the relay is in time. It's a double play, and the inning is over. And for the Lumberjacks here in the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. The score after a half inning, East nothing, Marshfield coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Now I'd like to
Jason
spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement. That's the best thing for Lamar Odom. It's so low risk for the Knicks. He might not even be on the team by the time the team convenes for practice getting ready for this fall. It's a flyer. And it's an easy thing for Phil Jackson because the first thing they do, the company always lets them do. Phil picked Lamar Odom to be his first thing.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Tom King back here at Woodside Sports Complex in Boston as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks turned away in their half of the first, and now Marshfield will send Caleb Alexander, Sam Klein, and Dalton Varsho to the plate against Luke Strick. Strick, big, lanky right-hander. Decent fastball, good curveball. And he will face this Marshfield lineup that has some familiar names from last season. Stevens Point, probably the favorite in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this year, is in action today as well. Non-conference play over in Green Bay against Green Bay Preble. Lumberjacks won't see Spash for a bit. They are scheduled to play. It was going to be a busy week, but if the game is canceled on Monday, East-West scheduled for Tuesday, and the Lumberjacks are scheduled to play Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field on Friday. Weather permitting and field conditions permitting. Those are always the operative words this time of year. But I tell you what, this facility down here is going to be very busy in the month of April and the coming years as more teams find out about this, especially in the northern half of the state. They'll be down here playing games instead of losing an entire month. It's pretty reasonable as far as the cost, and you can split it between two teams and come on down here and get games in. Boy, it sure beats staying in the gym for the first 2.5 weeks of the regular season. All right, Marshfield will send Caleb Alexander to the plate to lead things off. He's the center fielder. Strick's going to pitch out of the stretch as well. His first offering is chopped up the middle. Hiding range is over. Takes the big hop. The throw across is in time for the out. One pitch, one out here for the Lumberjacks in the first. And Sam Klein, the Marshfield second baseman, will come to the plate. Strick, in his first start against Adams Friendship, did struggle with his control a bit. He had 4 walks in 4 innings. Couple of those coming late in his effort, though, in the fourth inning of work. First pitch from Strick to Klein is low and outside, ball one. When Strick's curveball is working, like most pitchers, he can be very difficult. That he's got a big breaker, big bender on it. Here's the next pitch, fastball. That's popped up, foul, back and out of play. And the count now 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators on Wausau's northeast side. Klein's a left-handed batter, stands back in, and Strick ready to work 1-1. And the pitch. Big bender stays outside, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. One out, nobody on here, bottom of the first inning. And the pitch. That's lined into left field, and it's going to be over the head of the left fielder. Eric Daniel going to go all the way to the fence. Klein's going to stop at second with a double. And Sam Klein rips a double to the left field wall. And Marshfield's in business here with one out in the first inning, and that'll bring up Dalton Varsho. Varsho, the senior, son of former major leaguer Gary Varsho, and he is a big stick in this Marshfield lineup. Had an excellent summer last year with the Marshfield Legion team, and dangerous situation for Luke Strick right here. First pitch is high, ball one. Romanski was set up outside. That pitch came in over the plate, but way high, 1-0. I would imagine with first base open, they'll be very careful with Varsho here. You put him on, you put him on, even in the first inning. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Curveball way outside, 2-0. Strick having trouble finding the range on his curveball, at least so far. 2-0 to Varsho. And the pitch. Breaking ball, that's low. Blocked by Romanski in the dirt. 3-0 now. I would be very surprised if they give him anything over the plate here, 3-0. And they're going to put him on. Yeah, that's I would imagine Varsho will see a lot of that this year. Not even going to throw him a 3-0 pitch, so the intentional walk issued, and Varsho will trot down to first base. And Marshfield has runners at first and second with one out, and that'll bring up Jack Donahue, the DH. Strick out of the stretch, and the pitch. Breaking ball, that dropped in there nicely on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. That's the first curveball he's thrown for a strike here in this inning. Nothing and one to Donahue. The stretch by Strick. Checks the runners, and here it comes. Took something off that fastball, and it drops low and outside, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Way outside. Romanski backhands. It's 2-1. Widmark a step behind the bag at third. Corbett playing behind the runner at first. Outfield pretty much straight away here for Donahue. The stretch. The 2-1 pitch. That drops low again, and it's 3-1. 3 balls and 1 strike now to the Marshfield designated hitter. Lumberjacks in some trouble here in the first inning. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and the count now full, 3-2. Donahue looking for one particular pitch there, and that pitch was outside on the outside part of the plate, so he laid off, and Strick got the call. Full count. And here it comes. Strike three called, outside corner. Donahue didn't particularly like it, but Strick gets the strikeout with back-to-back pitches on the outside part of the plate. Big out right there. Now two down. Runners on first and second, and Jace Krasselt, the first baseman, will stand in. So let's see if Strick can work out of the jam here. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Good curveball on the hand, in on the hands of Krasselt, and he didn't get it. 0-1. Krasselt, tall, lanky first baseman, left-handed hitter. Strick ready to work. 0-1. Hiding, holds the runner at second, now slides back. And the pitch. Another breaking ball drops in there at the knees, and it's 0-2. Strick one pitch away from getting out of it here. He's found the range on the curveball now after struggling with the first two hitters. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball chopped toward first. Corbett comes up, fields it cleanly, and will get the out. And Strick works out of the jam here in the first inning. For Marshfield, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And the score after one inning of play, East nothing, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex. Go to the second inning. Lumberjacks will send up Ben Schubring, Cam Gritzmacher, and Bryce Widmark to face Colton Zarodka. No score. Sun continues to shine here. There are a few clouds, but turning into a pretty nice day. And Ben Schubring will stand in, playing second base today. Schubring had a hit in the game against Nakusa the other night, drove in the first run of the game. And he'll swing and foul it off the end of the bat, way out in front of that one, and he's in the hole 0-1. Schubring will be one of the big bats in the middle of this Lumberjack lineup this year. He is the son of East assistant coach Scott Schubring. Next pitch, outside, ball 1-1. Scott Schubring was a catcher for the Lumberjacks a number of years ago. He's been a longtime assistant for East head coach Steve Heinrich. The stretch and the pitch. That's driven in the air to right center field, but playable. And it's going to be caught out there by the center fielder, Caleb Alexander. Schubring just got under that one a little bit too much, and there's one down here in the second inning. And Cam Gritzmacher will stand in. Gritzmacher playing right field today. He had a hit and a walk, two runs scored the other night in the win over Nakusa. Also had a hit in the opening game against Adams Friendship. And the first pitch way outside, ball one. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The stretch and the pitch. That's pretty good, but it's called a ball, and it's 2-0. Might have been a bit low. Two balls and no strikes to the Lumberjack right fielder. And the pitch. That's chopped off the plate over the mound. And charging the shortstop, taking it out of his glove, but he does throw him out in time. Close play as the shortstop for Marshfield, Trevor Schwecke, got it caught in the webbing of his glove. He charged in hard on the chopper over the mound and was able to throw out Gritzmacher by a half a step. Two down here in the second inning, and that'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the third baseman. Widmark's off to a good start. He had an RBI single in the game the other night, also drove in a couple of runs in the win over Adams Friendship as well. First pitch in the dirt, ball one, 1-0. Widmark also picked up the save the other night on the mound for the Lumberjacks. The stretch and the pitch. That drops down low, 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. The stretch by Zarodka, and here it comes. That's high and tight. 3-0 now to Bryce Widmark. Two down, nobody on here in the second inning. No score. First game of our doubleheader here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here it comes. There's a strike. Cuts the heart of the plate. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. And here it comes. That's chopped over the mound again. Up the middle, Schwecke will play it on the big hop and throw Widmark out. So a 1-2-3 inning here for Zarodka. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the score after an inning and a half, Lumberjacks nothing, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here in Austin as we get set for the bottom of the second inning. Nothing, the Tigers of Marshfield and the East Lumberjacks. Luke Strick back out on the mound. And we want to tell you about EverythingLumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, post your photos to EverythingLumberjacks.com, hashtag WasaEast. And if you're not, you can go to that website, hear the play-by-play podcasts, and see game photos, everythinglumberjacks.com. We've got a link to that at our website, foxsportswasaw.com as well. So we've got a site for the Evergreens and also for the Lumberjacks. So if you're at a game, post your pictures, all right? EC Everest has not been able to get a game in for a while. They're scheduled to play this coming week, weather permitting. They've got a big game with Spash coming up. We'll check that schedule in a little bit. Strick's ready to work now, and Colton Zarodka, the pitcher for Marshfield, will stand in, right-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Strick, fastball inside corner, and it's 0-1. Marshfield able to put two runners on, and the Strick was able to work out of the jam with a strikeout and a routine grounder to first. Here's the next pitch. And that drops low and inside, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball stays inside. 2-1 now. The stretch by Strick, the 2-1 pitch. Fastball bounced right back to the mound. Strick's got it. He'll run it over and throw to Corbett for the out. And there's one down here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Cameron Swanson, the Marshfield third baseman. Swanson looking down for signs. I'm not quite sure what signs you'd get here with nobody on and one out, except get a strike and hit it. Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball actually took something off that one and bounced in front of the plate, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. That's way inside. Swanson ducked out of the way. 2-0 now. Widmark playing in on the grass at third. Now he'll back up a step. Corbett playing behind the bag at first. Outfield straight away for Swanson. Batting here. There's a little chopper toward third. Widmark's got it. The throw across is going to be in time for the out. Two up, two down here in the second inning for the Tigers. And Mitch Zillman, the right fielder, will stand in. Zillman batting for the first time here this afternoon. Stands in with two out and nobody on in the bottom of the second. Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball bounces low and outside. Ball one. Now he's struggling a bit with his curveball again. He struggled early and then found it late in the first inning. Got a couple of big pitches with it. Now fastball down low. And it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. That bounces in front of the plate again. And it's 3-0 now. Strick does have one walk on the game so far. That was to Dalton Varsho. He went 3-0 on Varsho in the first and then gave him the intentional pass. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Strick gets the one pitch. That's lifted foul and out of play, and the count now full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball, he overthrew that one. Goes back to the screen. Romanski will chase it down, and Zillman draws the walk. And with two down, a runner at first now, the number nine hitter in the Marshfield lineup, Devin Zarodka, the left fielder, will hit. Brother of the pitcher. Strick looks, checks the runner at first, and he's ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball drops down low, ball one. See if Marshfield starts the runner here, tries to get a guy down into scoring position with two outs. The stretch and the pitch. Runner stays where he is. Out on the outside, it's a delayed steal. Romanski had to backhand the ball, and by the time he's able to throw it down there, the runner is safe. So a stolen base for Zillman. It was a delayed steal. When he saw the ball in the dirt and Zillman having, Romanski having to backhand it, Zillman took off. And it will be a stolen base. It's now a runner in scoring position and a 2-0 count on the hitter, Devin Zarodka. And the pitch. Fastball high, 3-0 now. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch, taking all the way. There's a strike, 3-1. Strick checks the runner, gets the sign he likes, and he's ready to go. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Zarodka thought he struck out. He was walking back to the dugout. The count's full. He looks at the umpire and goes, I thought that was three. Nope, only two, so full count. And Zoraki gets another chance here. Let's see if Strick can put him away. The stretch and the payoff pitch. Fastball drops low, and it's a walk. Now runners on first and second again for the Tigers. Back-to-back walks, and that brings up the top of the lineup, Caleb Alexander. He grounded to short his first time up. Zillman at second, Devin Zarodka at first, and Alexander at the plate. Two down here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, rides outside, and it's 1-0. And nothing. Strick, this. That stays inside now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runners take their leads, and here it comes. Swung on and missed. Alexander way out in front of that pitch, and it's 2-1 now. The stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Here it comes. Fastball nubbed down the first base line. It's going to stay foul. Corbett will glove it. Foul ball. Bobbled it as he tried to pick it up. But it's 1-2 now. Like that 2-2, I believe. 2-2 on the hitter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Strick once again, one pitch away from getting out of the jam. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball nubbed toward first. Strick is going to go over there and field it. Can he get it to Corbett in time? He does for the out, and the inning is over. That was a weird-looking play. Corbett stayed home on the bag. Strick went all the way out into the dirt, or what would have been the dirt part on a regular field, and fielded the ball and then sort of flipped it to Corbett, and they ended up getting Alexander by a step to end the inning. For Marshfield here in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left. They've left four runners on base here in the early going. The score after two complete, East nothing, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Excuse me, would you mind spotting me on the weight bench?
Sure, Doc.
Hey, you're the Easter Bunny.
The one and only.
What are you doing at the gym?
Now, if I'm going to haul baskets all over the place, I got to stay in shape. That's why I exercise and take Mullen's Whey Protein Isolate. It's a 97% pure protein powder. It keeps my muscles strong and helps me look good for all those beach bunnies. Get it at the same place they make the cheese. Mullen's Cheese, open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 5, 4 miles south of Mosinee, exit 175 off I-39. Close Easter Sunday.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Boston as we begin the third inning. Ian Corbett will lead things off for the Lumberjacks here in the third. Zarodka ready to work to the big right-handed hitting Corbett. First pitch at the... Corbett had an RBI double back in the first game of the season against Adams Friendship, and now he fouls one out of play. And it is 0-2 now. Corbett digs in. Zarodka ready to work. The 0-2 pitch. Big breaking ball, and Corbett chops that one foul down the first baseline. And the count remains 0-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch to Corbett. Way outside, bounced in the dirt. Corbett checked his swing, and it's 1-2 now. This is the first of a doubleheader here today between these two teams. We'll send it back to the Fox Sports studios between games. About a half hour or so between ball games today. Next pitch, that's high. Ball two. 2-2 now to Corbett. Get you caught up on what else is happening in the world of sports. The NBA playoffs begin today. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue. The Brewers will take on the Pirates tonight. Next pitch, 2-2 pitch in the dirt. That's low, and it's 3-2 now. Let's see if Corbett can work back from an 0-2 count and get on base here. Lumberjacks had a base runner back in the first that was erased in a double play. The payoff pitch, he lays off high, ball four. So Zoranka loses Corbett after being ahead 0-2, and the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the third inning for Tanner Dinky, the center fielder. Dinky has one hit on the season. It was a two-run single in the win over Adams Friendship. First game of the year. The right-handed hitting Dinky stands in. Zoranka with the stretch throws over. Corbett dives back in. Corbett really not a base-stealing threat. See if the Lumberjacks maybe look at moving him here with a sacrifice. We'll see. Dinky not showing anything yet. Now he will square. Pitches outside, and it's 1-0. Luke Strick, the on-deck hitter, and then the top of the order. Dinky digs back in. Corbett takes his lead. The stretch and the pitch squared a bunt again, pulls back the bat as the ball is high, and it's 2-0 now. And Zoranka's struggling a bit with his control. After getting Corbett down 0-2, he has thrown six straight balls now. And Varsho will go out and have a conversation with his pitcher. And while he was doing that, Dinky, the hitter, went down and had a conversation with Steve Heinrich, coaching in the third base box. Corbett takes his lead. Zoranka the check, the stretch, and the pitch. Dinky squares to bunt. Nice bunt. Puts it down the first base side. The pitcher will scramble over there and make the play. So the sacrifice is completed. Dinky moves the runner, Corbett, to second. And now with one down, it'll bring up Luke Strick, the pitcher. Strick hitting for the first time here today. Strick played second base the other night. Had a walk in three trips. And he will stand in, right-handed hitter. Trying to knock in the first run of the game. Now he'll step out as the pitcher stepped off. We're in the top of the third inning. No score. Lumberjacks have a runner at second, one out. The stretch by Zoranka. And here he comes. Strick lifts it in the air to right field, but out of play. Foul. And it's 0-1 on the Lumberjack pitcher. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Zoranka, the stretch, the check of the runner. Corbett not off very far at second. Now he gets a good secondary lead. Strick pops it up in foul ground. Playable for Varsho. He slides over and will make the grab for the second out. So there are two down now here in the third inning, and it'll be up to Jordan Heiding to try to get the job done here. Heiding flied out to right his first time up. Jordan Heiding, the East shortstop, will stand in. Corbett takes his lead. Second baseman slides over to shadow him a bit. Corbett with two outs will try to score on anything here, I would imagine. Here's the pitch. Cuts the heart of the plate, hiding, taking for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is a situation, if you're a hitter, you're not looking for a walk here. You're looking to drive him in. RBI situation for Heidi. He's got to be up there hacking. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike to the Lumberjack shortstop. The stretch and the pitch. That's way high and inside. 2-1 now. If Heiding reaches, Willie Brand is on deck. The stretch by Zarodka. Corbett inches off second base. Here's the pitch. That's going to be grounded towards short. Backhanded by Schwecki. The throw across is in time for the out, and the inning is over. For the Lumberjacks here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score after 2.5 innings of play, East nothing, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex in Boston as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Luke Strick out there on the mound for his third inning of work. Marshfield will send Klein, Varsho, and Donahue. The 2-3-4 hitters for the Tigers will come to the plate here in this scoreless game. Marshfield has had two base runners in each of the first two innings, but have not been able to push a run across yet. And it will be Sam Klein, who doubled his first time up, ripped a rope over the left fielder's head, but couldn't advance any farther than second. And Strick's ready to work to Klein here. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. Took something off that. And it just dives the plate. I don't know if the wind is doing anything with Strick's breaking stuff, but it's been in and out so far this game. Next pitch, that stays high and outside, 2-0 now. It's a pretty good breeze blowing down there on the field. Strick ready to work, 2-0. Here it comes. That's lined foul down the left field side, not a play. And it's 2-1 now. Strick threw him a fastball that time, and Klein was a little bit late on it. 2-1. And the pitch. That drops down low again. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch. Strike, high strike at the letters. Klein was on his way down to first base thinking it was a walk. That pitch was a bit upstairs, but Strick will take it. And the count's now full, 3-2. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, that's down low and inside, and Klein will draw a walk here. Third walk of the game, fourth walk of the game for Strick. And we're only in the third inning. He's dodged the bullets so far, and now he's going to have to work to Dalton Varsho with nobody out and a runner at first base. Varsho walked his first time up. Klein takes the lead at first and the pitch. Varsho thought about swinging. The ball dropped low and inside. Ball one. .380 to dead center, .315 down the line. Don't want to give something to Varsho that he can pull here, although pitch is way outside, 2-0. He'd be able to hit it out to any field here. And Scott Schubring's going to go out to the mound and have a talk with his pitcher. As Strick has had some trouble finding the strike zone here, that gives us a moment to tell you that East Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or you can visit them online at bonejoint.net. 2-0 to Dalton Varsho. Strick ready to work, and here it comes. Fastball chopped off of the glove of Strick. He's going to get the out at first. That was an automatic reaction to glove that ball. If that gets past him, it might be a double play as it was hit hard enough right up the middle, but Schubring and Heiding were both there. But Strick knocked it down, got the out at first. And now the runner advances to second base, but one out, and Jack Donahue, the DH, will stand in. He was caught looking his first time up. Strick the stretch, and the first pitch to Donahue. Check swing, and it goes low, 1-0. Laid off one, and dropped out of the zone. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Donahue behind that one. And it's 1-1. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Grounded toward first and into right field for a base hit. Gritzmacher charges hard. They're going to try to score the runner. Here comes the throw to the plate. And he's going to be out. Nice throw by Gritzmacher. Romanski gloved it and tagged the runner Klein as he was coming in standing up. And the out recorded. Two down now as Donahue goes to second on the throw to the plate. But a nice one-hop throw from Gritzmacher in right field. Nails Klein trying to come into the score. And the game remains tied, nothing. One thing about the artificial turf field is that you're going to get a nice true hop on those throws, and it bounced right up high for Romanski, and he was able to make the tag. Steve Heinrich coming out to have a conversation with the home plate umpire, probably about the runner coming in without sliding. As Klein came in to score, or tried to come in to score, on a close play, he didn't barrel into Romanski at all. Romanski had to swing around and make the tag and caught him on the leg coming by. Two down now. And it'll bring up Jace Krasselt, the first baseman. Nice play by Gritzmacher. Came in hard, fielded it cleanly, made a nice strong one-hop throw. And the tag applied by Romanski for the out. First pitch to Krasselt is down low, ball one. So once again, the Lumberjacks continue to dodge the bullets here in this one. Let's see if Strick can get out of the inning here now with two outs. The stretch, now a fake pickoff attempt at second base as Strick whirled, didn't make a throw because Heiding had already slid back to his shortstop spot. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. There's a strike, letter high on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And here it comes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A little change. Maybe got a piece of that, but Romanski held on. And it's 1-2 now as Krasel was way out in front of that one. Runner takes his lead, and the 1-2 pitch. Strike three call. Letter high on the outside part of the plate again. Krassel caught looking, and the inning is over for Marshfield here in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score after three complete remains. East nothing, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
And we're back here at Boston Woodside Sports Complex as we go to the top of the fourth inning. No score. Lumberjacks will have Willie Brand, Eric Daniel, and Ben Schubring scheduled to hit. Colton Zahadra back out there for his fourth inning of work. Brand will stand in. He walked his first time up and was erased in a double play back in the first inning. Lumberjacks scheduled to play Tomahawk on Monday. That undoubtedly is not going to happen up in Tomahawk. East and West scheduled to play on Tuesday. The stretch by Zahadra. First pitch to Willie Brand. Way high. Ball one. It's doubtful that that Jack Torrizzani field will be able to be playable by Tuesday. So if that game is played, it will probably be at Wausau West if their field can be prepared in time. Here's the pitch to Brand. That's popped up, fouling out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to the Lumberjack DH. Zahadra, a long look in. And here it comes. That's inside, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. High, ball three, 3-1. Lumberjacks looking to get the leadoff man on for the second inning in a row. They moved the runner over last inning but could not knock him in. The 3-1 pitch to Brand. That's inside. Ball four. Brand draws his second walk of the day. And that'll bring up Eric Daniel, the left fielder. He bounced into a double play his first time up. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. MinistryHealth.org. So Daniel stands in. Brand takes his lead at first. The stretch and the pitch. Daniel checks swing. The ball bounces back to the screen. Brand's going to move up. See if they called that a strike or not. I didn't see a signal by the umpire. Brand is at second on the wild pitch. Daniel taking a long look. He called that a ball, so obviously the umpire thought Daniel checked his swing. 1-0. Brand takes his lead at second. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low and inside. 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes on the Lumberjack left fielder. Sorodka with the stretch. And here it comes. Daniel's going to chop it toward third. Brand halfway. He's going to throw across his Wild, and that will allow East to score. Brand's going to come in on the Wild throw. Daniel's going to go to second. Boy, I'll tell you what, if the Marshfield third baseman Cameron Swanson would have taken a quick look to his left, Brand was three-quarters of the way down to third base. They would have had him an easy out. Instead, Swanson throws it across the diamond and throws it away, and that allows the run to score, and the Lumberjacks take the lead here, 1-0. Daniel goes down to second on the throwing error. And Ben Schubring will come to the plate. Yeah, Brand did the cardinal rule of when the ball's in front of you like that is make them throw it before you take off. He was three-quarters of the way down to third. Now Schubring chops one down, third base side. That's foul, and it's 0-1. He would have been caught in no man's land if the third baseman would have taken one quick look to his left. Instead, Swanson tried to make the throw across and threw it away. So the Lumberjacks with a runner at second, a run in, nobody out, and Ben Schubring at the plate. He flied out to center his first time up. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike. And it's 0-2 now to Ben Schubring. Runner takes his lead at second. That's Daniel. And the pitch. Schubring bounces it up the middle. The shortstop, Schwecki, makes the play, throws Schubring out, but Daniel will advance to third on the chopper. So now East with a runner at third base and only one out. Productive at bat for Schubring, and that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher. He grounded his short his first time up, thrown out on a good play by Schwecki, the shortstop, on a bouncer over the mound. Has a chance to drive in a run here. Marshfield's going to draw the infield in most of the way, not quite all the way to the grass, but at least three-quarters. First pitch to Schumacher Gritzmacher is upstairs, ball one. Want to get something up in the air if you can here to the outfield. Daniel with a lead at third. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Well, at least this umpire is consistent. He's calling the high strike, top of the letters, and that's where that one was, and it's 1-1. Strick got a couple of those high strike calls in the last half inning. Here's the pitch. There's a good pitch again on the outside part of the plate called strike, and Gritzmacher now in the hole, 1-2. Got to put the ball in play here with one out and a runner at third. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. He grounds it toward first. The play made. Daniel's going to try to score. Here's the throw to the plate. He's going to be out. And Gritzmacher safe at first. He hit it off the end of the bat toward first base. And the play was made by Krasolt through to Varsho covering and tagged the sliding Daniel for the out. And now there are two down. And it will be Bryce Widmark at the plate now with Gritzmacher, the runner, at first. First pitch to Widmark outside, ball one. Daniel went on contact that time. Krasolt made the throw to Varsho covering, and they get the out at the plate. Lumberjacks lead it still 1-0. The stretch by Zaraka and the pitch. Widmark's going to dump one into right field for a base hit. And it's going to be Gritzmacher going first to third. Nice base running by Cam Gritzmacher. Widmark just fisted that one out to right field. And the Lumberjacks now with runners at the corners and two outs. For Ian Corbett. Corbett walked his first time up. Now the infield's going to come in and have a conversation about what they're going to do first and third here. Early in the season, you want to make sure you're on the same page when it comes to these kind of plays. So you don't throw the ball away and give the Lumberjacks a free run here. All right, conversation is concluded. And it will be Ian Corbett. Zaradka on the mound. Corbett looking down, get the signs. Don't know if they're going to start Widmark here. Try to steal a run. Corbett digs in, and Zoradka's ready to work. And the pitch. Corbett's going to line one, but caught by the third baseman for the third out of the inning. Connor Swanson went up and caught that one on the line, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks, one run on one hit. There was one error and two left. And the score after three and a half innings of play. Now Lumberjacks 1, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston where the Lumberjacks playing game one of a doubleheader with Marshfield here and leading now 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Connor Zoradka, Cameron Swanson, and Mitch Zillman scheduled to hit here for Marshfield against Luke Strick out for his fourth inning of work. Marshfield has threatened. They've had runners on base every inning, but have not been able to break through. They did have a runner thrown out at the plate last inning. Each team has had a runner thrown out at the plate. And Zoradka, the pitcher, will stand in. He bounced back to the mound his first time up. And Luke Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball down low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball. There is a strike on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. That stays high and tight. 2-1 now. And the pitch. Strike on the outside part of the plate again, and it's 2-2. The 2-2 offering. Breaking ball stays inside. Count full now, 3-2. Strick has had a problem with his control today. He has walked 4. And he's gone full now on Colton Zarhadra. There's a foul ball off the end of the bat. Grounded foul down the first base side. Count remains full. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air to center field. Coming on is Denke diving. He can't make the catch. It's going to be a single. Good effort by Denke. He dove and the ball snow coned out of his glove. So a single for Zahadra to lead things off here in the fourth inning on a little line drive to right center field. And that'll bring up Cameron Swanson, the third baseman. He grounded third his first time up. Long look down at Marshfield coach Mark Z in the third base box. See if they want to put on a play here. Corbett holding the runner on at first as Strick toes the rubber. Now he throws over and diving back in. Corbett had to jump over the runner to keep that throw on the infield. Runner takes his lead. Strick the check. And the pitch. Square to bunt. And taking for a strike is Swanson. It's 0-1. It's a pretty good pitch to bunt right there. I'm wondering if they had a fake bunt on and now a steal attempt or a hit and run. Let's see. They were going to bunt. That was a pretty good pitch to bunt right there. The stretch. Squares again. And this time he tries to bunt it and fouls it back. So now Swanson in the hole 0-2. We've heard it for a number of years that bunting is kind of a lost art. Players usually don't want to do it. They don't practice it enough. And the stat gurus at the upper levels of baseball, major league levels, minor league deep ball, will tell you that the sacrifice. Now the runner goes, swung on and missed. The strikeout, the throw down by Romanski, not in time. It goes into center field, but the runner will stay where he is. So Swanson has gone on strikes, one down. Zarodka steals the base, and it'll bring up Mitch Zimmer, the right fielder. Now, the stat gurus will tell you at the upper levels of baseball that the sacrifice is not a good play. You're giving up an out, and the return on your investment of giving up that out is not good enough to make it worthwhile. That's different, I think, at the high school level. First pitch is high and outside to Zimmer. With the ability of high school players to make more errors than the pros, and obviously the pitchers to make more wild pitches, your chances of scoring after a sacrifice much better at this level of baseball than at the higher levels. But a lot of people in the pros and the minor leagues getting away from the sacrifice. Next pitch is outside, and it's 1-0. Make that 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes to Zimmer. Runner takes his lead. And the pitch. There's a strike. 2-1 now. Taking all the way on the outside part of the plate. Zimmer walked his first time up. Marshfield with a tying run at second here in the fourth inning. 1-0 Lumberjacks. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. Fastball stays upstairs. And it's 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Here it comes. Swung on and missed on a fastball, and the count now full, 3-2. Full count. Runner takes his lead again. And the payoff pitch. Fastball, that's down low, ball four. Once again, Strick tried to overthrow that 3-2 pitch. He did that earlier in the game as well. And when he does that, the ball goes low and outside to a right-handed hitter. And another walk puts runners at first and second and one out for Devin Zarodka, the left fielder. You want to get out of this without bringing Varsho to the plate again in the inning if you can avoid it. Here's the pitch. There's a strike just below the letters, 0-1. Zarodka, the number 9 hitter. Runners take their leads, and the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. And Zarodka in the hole, 0-2. He walked his first time up. Hiding sneaks in behind. They might have had a play there. They didn't take it. Now the throw, or the pitch is outside. Tried a breaking ball in the outside corner and missed it. And it's 1-2 now. The stretch and the pitch. Swings at a curveball in the dirt. He's out. Now they had a runner caught off second base, but he's able to get back as Romanski throws to Widmark at third. So there are two down now as Rodka swung at one way in the dirt in front of the plate. Good pitch by Strick right there. Good block by Romanski to keep the runners where they are. Two down now with runners at first and second. And Caleb Alexander, the center fielder and the leadoff man, comes to the plate for the Tigers. He is grounded short and bounced back to the mound. Stretch by Strick, and the first pitch breaking ball low, ball one. Romanski does a pretty good job behind the plate blocking balls, and he's working on his throwing arm, trying to get that stronger. Runners take their leads and the pitch. That's chopped foul down the third. And it's 1-1. One thing Romanski gives you is he's a competitor. Defensive standout on the East football team. Defenseman on the hockey team. And catching here today for the Lumberjack baseball team. Runners take their leads. Strick the stretch, the check, and the pitch. That's outside, backhanded by Romanski, and it is 2-1 now. Strick has been dancing on the razor's edge the whole game long. Let's see if he can get out of another jam here in the fourth inning. The pitch, fastball swung on and missed, and it's 2-2. And once again, now one pitch away from getting out of it. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball hit back off the leg of Strick. Is he going to be able to make a play? He is. Corbett the stretch and the out. Strick took a line drive right off the leg. He was able to get up and throw the runner out at first to end the inning. So Marshfield turned away once again here in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. And the score after four complete remains East 1, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
The stadium lights have gone dark. The gridiron is silent.
I've been a man alone.
What do you,
the consummate sports fan,
do next?
You've got the NHL.
Scores! Patrick from Patrick Sharp!
The NBA.
The alley-oop.
LeBron! Ooh!
Ferocious dunk.
And March Madness is right around the corner.
Victory for Cooney. What do you think?
Boom. Game over.
We always bring something to the table. Just for you.
We are Fox Sports. We are Fox Sports.
We go to the fifth inning, and the Lumberjacks leading 1-0. And Tanner Denke will lead things off for East. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. Denke, Strick, and Jordan Heiding for the Lumberjacks here in the fifth. It looked like Strick took that line drive off the meat of his leg because he wasn't limping going back to the dugout as Denke fouls back the first pitch out of play, 0-1. If he would have taken that on the shin, he would have been limping, but it looked like he must have taken that off the meat of his leg, but he was able to get up and throw the runner out, Alexander, at first base. The next pitch to Denke is high. Ball one, 1-1 now. Marshfield has left runners on base in every inning. East has got some activity down in their bullpen. Next pitch chopped high off the plate, fielded by the pitcher, and he'll throw out Denke. Nice play by the pitcher, Zarodka, who got the ball on the high hop off the plate and threw out Denke for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Luke Strick. Looks like Schubring warming up down in the bullpen. I was thinking he was going to pitch the second game here today, but we'll see what they're going to do if Strick comes out for the next inning or not. The stretch and the pitch, that's high, ball one. As we mentioned, Zarodka and Strick, both of these pitchers pitching from the stretch position, even with no one on base. 1-0 to Luke Strick. And the pitch. That's outside. 2-0 now. Sun is out. Nice day. Nice spring day. Breezy, but nice down here in Mauston. And the pitch, that's high again. 3-0 now to Strick. Lumberjacks looking to add to their 1-0 lead. The 3-0 pitch. That's outside and high, ball four, so a four-pitch walk to Strick gives East a base runner here. Marshfield's got some activity in their bullpen as well. And it will be hiding to bat, and we're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Strick. That's Brennan Becker who will run at first base. High school, they use the courtesy runner for the pitcher and catcher if you want in order to speed the game along. So now it will be Jordan Heiding batting with one out and a runner at first. Heiding has flied to right and grounded to short. Zarodka checks the runner and the pitch. That's high, ball one. Five balls in a row thrown by Zarodka here. Becker takes his lead at first, the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Heidi got a good pitch to hit right there, took a hack and missed it. And it's 1-1. One nothing Lumberjacks. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Long look in to get the sign this time by Zarodka. Now he checks the runner. Beck lead. And the pitch to Heiding. That's outside. And one thing about playing on an artificial turf field is the umpire never has to clean the home plate off with his little wisp broom. The stretch and the pitch. That's lifted in the air down the right field line. Long run, and that is going to drop foul down the first base side, and the count now 2-2. We should mention that the field that these two teams are playing on today does have a dirt pitcher's mound. Two of the fields here have dirt pitcher's mounds. The other two have artificial turf mounds. They put in the dirt mounds for the college teams that play here because the artificial turf mounds are not regulation width. So they put in two dirt mounds for when the college teams play here. And that's one of the fields East and Marshfield are playing on today. And there's a pitch. Oh, man, they wanted that one. Didn't get it. Heiding took it outside part of the plate, and they call it ball three. That one was pretty close. Too close to take with two strikes. Throw it there again. I bet you get a strike called. Heiding digs back in. Full count. Let's see if they start the runner here. Becker at first. He'll stay where he is. Heiding's going to lift it in the air to right field, but playable out there. And the catch is going to be made for the second out of the inning by Mitch Zillman. So two down now. Runner still at first base for Willie Brand, the DH. Brand has walked twice, scored the run that East has scored back in the fourth inning. Now they're playing behind the runner at first. Becker should be able to get a good jump if they want to send him here. And Brand lifts it in the air to left field, and it is going to be caught out there for the third out of the inning. So the Lumberjacks get the runner on base here in the fifth, but can't move him, and they go here in the fifth inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left. Score after 4.5 remains. East 1, Marshfield nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
are back here at Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Luke Strick back out there for his fifth inning of work. Sam Klein, Dalton Varsho, and Jack Donahue. The meat of the Marshfield order comes to the plate here. First pitch from Strick. Fastball outside corner, and it's a strike, 0-1. Klein has doubled and walked. He was thrown out at the plate back in the third inning by Cam Gritzmacher from right field. Strick ready to work the 0-1 pitch. That's a breaking ball that stays way outside, and it's 1-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. A 1-1 pitch. That's line down the right field line. That's trouble. That's going to get to the wall. Klein rounds first, heading for second. Gritzmacher's going to get the ball in. He's going to try for third. They missed the cutoff, man. And it will be a triple for Sam Klein. And Marshfield is in business here in the fifth inning. Gritzmacher missed the cutoff, man. Threw it over Schubring's head. Heiding had to track it down. If he would have hit Schubring with that cutoff throw, they might have been able to have a play at Klein at third base. Instead, Marshfield has the runner at third with nobody out, and Dalton Varsho coming to the plate. He has walked and bounced back to the mound. Stretch by Strick and the pitch. That's a breaking ball outside, 1-0. Normally you'd pitch around Varsho in this situation, but he represents the lead run here. Don't want to put him on if you can help it. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt again, 2-0. Once again, they're not going to give him anything to hit. Somebody behind Varsho this year is going to have to hit, or he's going to lead the conference in walks. The stretch and the pitch. That's lifted in the air. Shallow center field. Denke coming on, and will make the play. It's not deep enough to score Klein, and that's a big out right there. He got Varsho to pop one up into shallow center field. And one big out will bring up Jack Donahue, the DH. Donahue has struck out looking and singled. Now let's see what East is going to do with the infield. They're going to bring him in at least halfway up the middle. Heiding and Schubring will play about halfway. Corbett's up in front of the bag, as is Widmark. Here's the pitch to Donahue, and it nails him in the leg. And it will put runners at the corners now. Breaking ball didn't break and caught Donahue in the shin. So now Marshfield with runners at the corners. And are we going to get a pinch runner? We're going to get a pinch runner for Donahue or Marshfield. It's going to be Luke Zoiker. There's Zoiker from the basketball team. Another one of the seniors on this Marshfield squad will run at first base for Donahue. So now it's up to Jace Krasselt with one out, runners at the corners. East leading 1-0. Lumberjack infield will play back up the middle for the double play here if they can get it. Krasselt has popped up to first, actually grounded at first, unassisted, and struck out looking. Strick with the pitch. That's lined into right field for a base hit. This game is tied. Denke will run it down. Zoiker is going to go first to third, and Marshfield is in business here. A line drive base hit for Krasselt. He jumped on the first pitch and lined it to right center, and we are tied at one, but Marshfield's looking for more here in the fifth inning. They've got runners at the corners again now with one out, and Colton Zahadra. Sorotka, that is. Sorotka, the pitcher, will come to the plate. 1-1, bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. The stretch by Strick, the check, and the pitch. Ooh, that just missed the outside part of the plate. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Defensive swing by Zarocka that time, and he's in the hole, 1-2. Strick checks the runners. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. He froze Zarocka that time, and he took it. That looked like a pretty good pitch. I don't know what he was looking for, but it wasn't that. And he strikes out looking. So now East can get out of the jam here with only a tie game. First and third remain, but two down now for Cameron Swanson, the third baseman for the Tigers. He grounded to third and struck out in his two trips. Stretch, there goes the runner at first. Swung on and missed. They're going to throw it back to the mound. They might have almost caught Zeiker. He thought about taking off. Runner moves up to second on the stolen base. That was a play that they set up as Romanski just threw it back to the mound, and Zeiker took a couple of steps toward home plate. Strick thought about throwing over there, but wisely ate the ball. Next pitch is high, ball one, 1-1. Now you just got to work and get the hitter here. One ball, one strike. Tie game, 1-1. Marshfield with runners at second and third. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-2. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Foul back off the mask of Romanski. And the count remains 1-2. One ball and two strikes. A reminder, we will be heading back to the Fox Sports studios between games here of this doubleheader. Get about a half hour and get caught up on what else is happening in the world of sports before we head back here for the second ball game. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The stretch by Strick, and the pitch, a little bit high, and the count now full. Actually, no, two. Yep, it is full. 3-2. Strick ready to work. The payoff pitch, ball four outside, and the bases are loaded. So the game is tied, 1-1. Two outs here in the fifth inning. Marshfield has the bases loaded for Mitch Zillman. Zillman has walked twice here this afternoon. I guess I can say afternoon now since it is noon. Game started about 10:30 this morning. Here's the pitch by Strick. Breaky ball dropped it in there nicely, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Zillman. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Romanski got a piece of that, knocked it down. Kept the runners right where they are, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Lifted in the air down the first base side, and it is going to be... Did he catch it? He did. Ian Corbett with a diving catch in foul territory. A tough play, and the inning is over. Corbett circled that one going down the first baseline. It was a foul ball, but he dove and made the grab, and the inning is over. For Marshfield, one run. There were two hits, no errors, and three left. And the score after five complete now. East 1, Marshfield 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Steve Gorman Sports.
This is Steve Gorman Sports.
Give these guys a little bit of money every year. I'm not talking about big money any level, but I am saying that Shabazz Napier got a lot of a talk a couple weeks ago, the UConn point guard, when he said, I go to bed hungry at night. The NCAA turns right around and says, okay, well, we'll go with unlimited meals and extra snacks for our athletes. This is a joke.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports.
And we're back here in Boston as we go to the sixth inning. Marshfield did tie the game in the bottom of the fifth, but they have to be very unhappy that they were unable to take a lead there. They had runners in scoring position and could not get the lead run in. East worked out of it. A great catch by Ian Corbett in foul ground to end that inning. And it will be Eric Daniel leading things off here for the Lumberjacks in the sixth. He has bounced into a double play and reached on an error. Was thrown out at the plate trying to score on an infield grounder. Here's the first pitch to Daniel. That's high, ball one. Daniel, Schubring, and Gritzmacher scheduled to hit here for the Lumberjacks. The stretch and the pitch. Popped up on the infield, a towering pop-up. And it is going to be caught by the third baseman, Cameron Swanson, puts it away for the first down of the inning. One down, and that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the first baseman. Actually playing second base today. Schubring has flied to center and grounded to short. Big right-handed hitter stands in. Zarotka ready to work. First pitch outside, ball one. One and oh to Schubring. Zarotka works again down low in the dirt and blocked by Varsho. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Here it comes. Schubring hits it hard on one hop, though, to second base. And an easy play for Sam Klein. And there are two down here in the sixth inning. Two down, nobody on for Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher grounded to short and bounced into a fielder's choice. Soranka ready to work. Here it comes. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Nothing in one to the east right fielder. And the pitch. That rides high, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That's fouled away. One ball and two strikes now on Gritzmacher. Long look in, gets the sound he wants. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Gritzmacher is gone and the inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Zarotka and Marshfield right here. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for the Lumberjacks in the sixth. 5.5 in, and we're tied at one. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat. The way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams.
Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Lumberjacks is Ben Schubring. Adam Peterson will come in and play second base, so Strick out of the game. And a pinch hitter to lead things off here for Marshfield. Tyson Slade, a sophomore, is going to hit for Devin Zarodka. Schubring continues to throw his warm-up pitches here. Another game still to come here today. Doubleheader action in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And we'll head back to the Fox Sports studios between games. All right. Tyson Slade batting for the first time here today, and he'll face Ben Schubring pitching for the first time here today. Schubring did work in that win over Adams Friendship. First pitch is inside, ball one. He worked 1 2/3 innings, a couple of strikeouts, one walk, didn't give up any hits. Curveball was working that day. The 1-0 pitch, that rides inside again, 2-0. We're tied at one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Marshfield has left runners on base in every inning. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. They had a golden opportunity when they tied the game last inning, but could not get the lead run in. The 2-1 pitch, Schubring's curveball doesn't break, and it's over the head of the hitter. So now 3-1. Three balls and one strike, and the pitch. Fastball, that's low and inside, ball four. And so the pinch hitter draws a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Caleb Alexander, the center fielder. He has grounded to short, bounced to the mound twice. Actually, the second time, he had a line drive off the leg of Strick, and Strick was able to throw him out at first base. He stands in there now. In a tie game. First pitch, he squares to bunt, gets it down. It's a good one. Schubring will field it and throw him out at first base. But the runner advances on the sacrifice. One down, lead run at second base for Sam Klein. Klein's having a good day so far. He's got a double, a triple, a walk, and a run scored. But with first base open, you think, well, maybe you pitch around him. Yeah, but well, Dalton Varsho's waiting on deck. First pitch, breaking ball way outside. Romanski bobbled it for a moment, but the runner stays where he is. 1-0. Runner takes his lead at second. The stretch by Schubring. And the pitch. It's another breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. And it's 2-0. So Schubring can't find the location on his curveball yet. The problem with that is, of course, if the hitter knows you can't get your curveball over for strikes, all he's got to worry about is the fastball. Look, fastball every time. And the pitch. There is the fastball, but that's down low as well, and once again blocked by Romanski. 3-0 now. They're not going to put Klein on intentionally. They're going to make him either hit or walk his way on. But well, I'll tell you what, 3-0, is he going to swing here? That's in the dirt again. So four straight pitches and two back-to-back walks with a sacrifice in between. So Slade, the runner at second. Klein, the runner at first for Dalton Varsho, who has walked, bounced to the mound, and flew out to shallow center field. We're tied at one, but Marshfield threatening here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stretch by Schubring in the pitch. That's another breaking ball. It stays high and outside, 1-0. He gets the sign he wants and the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, that misses outside again. And it is 2-1. I don't think Shubring's thrown a curveball for a strike yet. Two balls, one strike. Here it comes. Breaking ball. That one dropped in there and caught the outside corner. Tough pitch right there. Nothing Varsho could do with that one. 2-2 now. He gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fastball inside. And the count now full. 3-2 to Dalton Varsho. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball four. And the bases will be loaded. Three walks in the inning for Ben Shubring. Have loaded the bases here with one out for Jack Donahue, the DH. Donahue has struck out looking, singled, and was hit by a pitch. East looking for a ground ball here if they can get it. Or, of course, a strikeout or a pop-up on the infield. Shubring is just looking to throw strikes here. First pitch is in there, a fastball, 0-1. Donahue taking all the way. Nothing in one. Widmark a little bit in front of third base. Corbett playing up near the grass as well. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, grounded towards short. Hiding makes the play. They get the out at second base. Peterson gets taken out on the slide. And they are going to call a double play, and the inning is over. And the run will not count. The runner slid past the bag and took out the second baseman who was turning to make a throw to second. They weren't going to get the double play anyway. And Mark Z is going to go over there and argue the point. But it is going to be a double play, and the inning is over. The runner slid to the bag and passed the bag. And the rule is in there that if you slide past the bag and touch the fielder, the umpire has the discretion to call a double play, and he did. And the inning is over, and Marshfield does not score, and the game stays tied 1-1. What a big play right there. We'll take a timeout. Marshfield, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left in the score. After six complete innings of play, remains 1-1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Mauston as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Still tied at one. Mark Z still having some words. Yeah, umpires out in shallow right field as the base umpire called the double play on the runner interference as he slid past second base and took out Adam Peterson, who was turning to make the throw to first. They weren't going to turn the double play, but the rule's in there that if the runner slides past the base and touches the fielder, there is the discretion of the umpire to call the double play, call the hitter out, and he did. And the inning was over, and the Marshfield Tigers turned away in this tie game. And now Bryce Widmark will come to the plate to lead things off in the seventh inning for the Lumberjacks. Zorotka's still out there on the mound, his seventh inning of work. And the first pitch to Widmark, high and inside, ball one. Soroka ready to work again. Gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Breaking ball inside and high again. Something that didn't break there. 2-0 now. Marshfield has left a ton of runners on base in this game. They have had all kinds of chances to take leads in this game, and they haven't been able to do it. Here's the pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Bryce Widmark has grounded to short and singled in two trips. And the pitch. Strike on the outside part of the plate right there. Zarotka going inside, going outside, and now it's 2-2. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark chops one toward short. Big hop for Schwecki. He throws it across in time for the out. And there's one down here in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the first baseman. Corbett has walked and lined out to third. Zarotka gets the sign he wants, looks in, and the pitch. Corbett, a little chopper down toward third. Fielded cleanly, and the throw across by Swanson in time. So two up, two down here in the seventh inning for the Lumberjacks. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder. Denke has laid down a sacrifice bunt, also bounced back to the mound. And Zarotka ready to work. Here it comes. Fouled right back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to the Lumberjack center fielder. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt outside. 1-1 now. East Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The stretch and the pitch. And that's lifted in the air to center field, but playable. Routine fly ball, and the inning is over as Denke flies out to center. Three up, three down for the Lumberjacks in the seventh. And Zawadka has retired 8 in a row now. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after 6.5 remains. East 1, Marshfield 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here going to the bottom of the seventh inning in a tie game. Marshfield will look to win this one in regulation. The Lumberjacks will look to send it to extra innings. And it will be Jace Krasold, the first baseman, to lead things off here for Marshfield. Krasold has bounced to first, struck out looking. He also has an RBI single. He drove in Marshfield's only run back in the fifth inning. Ben Shoebring out on the mound for his second inning of work for the Lumberjacks. Is ready to go. Here it comes. Drag bunt, and it's a good one. Shoebring, though, fields it. What a play by Ben Shoebring. That was an excellent drag bunt, but on this artificial turf field, he got a nice bounce, barehanded it, and threw him out for the first down of the inning. On a grass field, I don't think he makes that play. One down here in the seventh, and the pitch to Colton Zahadra, the pitcher, is outside, ball one. 1-0, and Shoebring ready to work. Fastball high, 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. Zahadra has bounced to the mound, singled, and struck out looking. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And it's 2-1. We still have another game to play here, and we're looking at possible extra innings in this first contest. Next pitch by Shoebring in there at the strike at the knees, and it's 2-2 now. You can hear the wind blowing outside in our crowd microphone. Here's the pitch, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Just got a piece of that. Fouled it back to the screen. And the count remains 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball stays inside. And it's full now, 3-2. He tried to break off a big one right there. Stayed a little bit in. Full count. And the pitch. Way high with the fastball. That goes off Romanski's glove back to the screen. Zahradka is on with a walk here. East pitchers really having problems finding the strike zone here today. That's the fourth walk by Shoebring in his two innings of work. And Strick had five walks as well. East hitters have walked nine batters here in this game, and we're still tied at one. That shows you how many runners Marshfield has left on base. We've got a pinch runner, or a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Dalton Tisver, or Tisver, is running at first base for Zahradka. So with one down and a runner at first, it'll bring up Cameron Swanson, the Marshfield third baseman. He has grounded at third, struck out, and walked. Shoebring throws over, nearly throws it away. Corbett goes up to get it. At this point, just work on the hitter. He is the winning run over there, but you don't want to throw it away and put him into scoring position with just one out. First pitch by Shoebring inside, nearly nicked the shoulder of the hitter, Swanson, 1-0. Got to find the strike zone here. One ball, no strikes. See if Marshfield's willing to try to get the run down into scoring position. Throw over again by Shoebring, and Tisberg dives back in safely. Marshfield does have one stolen base today. It was a delayed steal. Here's the pitch. That's grounded towards short. Possible double play. Hiding to second for one. The relay by Peterson. In time. The stretch by Corbin, and they get the out. Lumberjacks turn the double play. Hiding to Peterson to Corbett. And the inning is over. And for Marshfield here in the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after seven complete remains. Lumberjacks 1, Marshfield 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number
433884. Fox Sports Radio.
And the Marshfield coaching staff must be satisfied with Zahradka's pitch count because he's back out there to pitch the eighth inning of an early season game. And the first pitch to, let's see who this is for the Lumberjacks. Adam Peterson leading things off, came in to play second base, turned that double play. Next pitch to Peterson is inside as well. 2-0 now. First at bat of the game for Peterson. We're tied at one. Extra innings. We're in the eighth. The stretch and the pitch. That's outside. 3-0 now to Peterson. Lumberjacks looking to get that leadoff man on. They haven't had a base runner since the fifth. Zarodka has retired eight in a row. And the pitch. High ball four. Peterson is on. With a walk, and the Lumberjacks have a man on here. And it's going to bring a trip to the mound by Marshfield coach Mark Z, and let's see if the Tigers decide to make a pitching change here. I thought it was kind of interesting that they brought Zarodka out to start the eighth inning. And it looks like they will make a change, so while Marshfield changes pitchers, we'll take a timeout. Lumberjacks have the lead run on first base here to lead off the eighth inning. And while the new Marshfield pitcher warms up, we'll take a break. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Need that MLB coverage?
It's off! Donner and Big Mapland!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye!
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here! Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by... Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports.
And we're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. We're in extra innings of game one of our doubleheader. We're in the eighth. Lumberjacks and Marshfield tied at one. And Marshfield with a new pitcher, Dylan Budke, is a big, tall, right-handed senior pitcher, and he comes down and throws sidearm. And he will face the top of the Lumberjack order, Jordan Heiding, with a runner at first base and nobody out. Adam Peterson drew a leadoff walk that chased the starter, Colton Zarodka. Zarodka, 7-plus innings, one strikeout, five walks, only gave up the one run. And he is responsible for the runner at first base. So Heiding will stand in. He has fly to right, grounded is short, and fly to right again. And let's see if they decide to put a play on here, get him down to second base with Willie Brand on deck. I think Marshfield's making some defensive changes, too. They're going to have to make another change if they're going to keep... Well, Zarodka's going to stay in the game and play left field. So Devin Zarodka comes out. Actually, that was Slade who came in for Devin Zarodka. So the Marshfield pitcher heads out to left field. The new pitcher is Dylan Budke, and he will face Heiding here with nobody out, runner on first. Marshfield is thinking bunt. They've got their first baseman, third baseman up. Peterson takes his lead at first. Now they're going to hold him at first. And the pitch. Heiding offers it the bunt and misses it, offers it the pitch with a bunt attempt. Sort of poked the bat at it that time and missed it. Budke comes in three quarters, almost submarine style. Not something you see a whole lot of at the high school level. The stretch and the pitch. This time he offers again and misses, and it's 0-2. Not good bunt attempts right there by Jordan Heiding. He needed to get the ball down, and he had good pitches to bunt, too. They were right across the plate, and he sort of poked at it. Instead of letting the ball hit the bat, he poked at him and missed them both. 0-2 now. The stretch and the pitch. He's going to try to bump with two strikes and gets it down this time. Tough play, and he's safe at first. Oh, they're going to call him out. That's a bad call. He beat that throw to first base. They call him out. The runner advances to second, but there should be runners on first and second and nobody out. Instead, they make the call at first as an out. Wow. But unique strategy, having hiding bunt with two strikes after missing the first two. He was able to get the bunt down that time and advance Peterson to second base. And so now East has the lead run at second with one out and Willie Brandt at the plate. The stretch by Budke and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. It was a bunt down the first base side. The first baseman stayed home. The pitcher fielded it, and as he threw it, the first baseman caught that ball falling away from the bag, and it sure looked to me like Hiding beat it. The 0-1 pitch to Brand. He's going to lift it in the air to shallow center field, and it is going to be caught out there. Coming in to make the play is the center fielder, Caleb Alexander, and so now two down, and the lead run still at second base. It'll be up to Eric Daniel to try to knock him in. Daniel has hit into a double play, reached on an error, and popped out to third. Peterson at second base with two down now. Budke looks in for the sign, gets the one he wants. The stretch and the pitch. Daniel lifts it in the air to deep left field. That's going to be over the left fielder's head, and that is going to be a run in. It's going to be a ground rule double. As Daniel's ball bounces over the left field wall, so Eric Daniel delivers the lead run with a ringing double over the head of the left fielder. And a ground rule double for Daniel scores Peterson from second base, and the Lumberjacks have the lead here in the eighth, 2-1. Daniel jumped on the first pitch he saw from Budke right there and drove it to deep left. No chance for the left fielder on that one. It bounced near the warning track and over the fence. And now Shubring will hit as East will look to get some insurance here. Shubring has flied to center, grounded to short, grounded to second. Daniel takes his lead at second. Here's the pitch. Shubring waves at an outside pitch, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks had the lead in this game, took it in the fourth. Marshfield tied it in the fifth. And now East regains the lead here in the eighth. The stretch by Budke. And the pitch, that's outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike on the East pitcher, Ben Shubring. Daniel takes his lead at second. And the pitch, that's chopped toward third. Fielded over there by Swanson. The throw across is in time, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get one and take the lead. Four East here in the eighth. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. Score after 7.5 now is East 2, Marshfield 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Sports Radio.
Sports Complex. Well, it's not often that a pitcher can throw seven innings of one-hit ball and be in a position to take a loss, but that's where Colton Zarodka stands right now. If East can close this out here, Zarodka will take the loss, throwing seven-plus innings and only giving up one hit. Lumberjacks pushing across that lead run in the top of the eighth, but now Marshfield has a chance to tie or win it here in the eighth. But it's the bottom of the order up against Shubring, and it'll be Mitch Zillman, the right fielder, to lead things off. He has walked twice and popped out to first base. Corbett made a nice diving over-the-shoulder catch on a foul ball hit by Zillman with the bases loaded back in the fifth inning to end that inning. First pitch from Shubring to Zillman is high and tight, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Shubring ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball grounded towards second. Peterson ranges over, makes the play, and throws him out for the first down of the inning. One down here in the eighth, and the hitter now will be Matt Meyer, pinch hitter, coming in, in the ninth spot. Meyer is a junior. And he stands in to face Shubring with one out, and the base is empty. The line and the pitch. Fastball, chopped towards short. Hiding, plays it out half and boots it. He's going to try to throw it anyway and over the head of Corbett, and that's going to allow the runner to go to second base. Now the throw to second is in time, but Peterson drops the ball. Oh, my goodness, they had a play somehow on the runner at second. The throw was right there, and I think the runner kicked the ball out of Peterson's glove at second base. Well, hiding, once he bobbled that ball, had no business throwing it. There was no way they were going to get the runner, and he airmailed it over the first baseman's head, and now that allows the tying run into scoring position. Routine play, high hop for hiding, and he just booted it. So now the tying run at second with one out. Top of the order is up, swing and a miss on Caleb Alexander, the center fielder. So the Lumberjacks, with a chance to close it out here, have given Marshfield a chance here to tie the game. Tying run on second with one out. Top of the order up. 0-1 on Alexander. Pitch curveball. Grounded towards short. Hiding fields it cleanly this time. The throw across is in time. And Corbett drops the ball. Holy cow. Two routine plays here in the eighth inning. And East can't make either one of them. An easy throw across for Hiding. It was right there. And Corbett just dropped it. And now Marshfield has runners on the corners with one out. Tying run at third, winning run at first. This game should be over, and he should be celebrating a win. Instead, they're facing disaster here in the eighth inning. That's going to be an error on Ian Corbett, and runners at the corners for Sam Klein. And what it also means is unless Klein hits into a double play here, Varsho will get a chance to hit again. Klein's been no slouch at the plate today either. He's got a double, a triple, and two walks. Pitch by Shubring, little number towards second. That's going to tie the game. The throw to first is in time. They get Klein at first for the second out of the inning, but Marshfield ties it here on a little roller to second base by Sam Klein. Two down, but now the winning run is at second base for Dalton Varsho, and of course they're going to walk him intentionally. That run means nothing at first base now, so he heads down to first, and that will bring up Jack Donahue, the DH, with a chance to win it here for the Tigers in the bottom of the eighth. Two errors in the inning on routine plays by the Lumberjacks have given Marshfield a chance to win it here. Shubring will look to get East in the dugout if they can with no worse than a tie. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground to short, and it goes through the legs of Hiding, and the winning run will score, and the Lumberjacks lose the game on three errors in the eighth inning. Holy cow. Marshfield will get the win here 3-2 as three routine plays by the Lumberjacks in the eighth inning. They can't make any of them, and Marshfield will win it 3-2. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home,
building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You find yourself saying,
what's trending?
Well, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now, this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
We are Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex in Boston, where the Lumberjacks lose a heartbreaker here in eight innings in game one of a doubleheader. 3-2 the final. Marshfield gets the win. Three errors on routine plays in the eighth inning, and the Lumberjacks cough it up here and lose it in the eighth. Let's take a look at the scoring in this one. Lumberjacks took the lead in the fourth inning. Willie Brand led off the inning with a walk. There was an error on the third baseman. Cam Gritzmacher bounced into a fielder's choice, and East had the lead 1-0. Marshfield tied it in the fifth as Sam Klein tripled, and it was an RBI single by Jace Krasselt for the Tigers, and we were tied at one. It stayed that way until the top of the eighth inning. When the Lumberjacks took the lead, Adam Peterson led off with a walk. Jordan Heiding bunted him to second base, and then Eric Daniel delivered a double with two outs to drive in the lead run. And the Lumberjacks it out in the eighth, couldn't do it. Three errors on routine plays, two on Jordan Heiding and one on Ian Corbett, and that allowed Marshfield to push across the game winner and win it by a score of 3-2. Winning pitcher was Dylan Budke, who came in relief. No strikeouts and no walks. He only gave up one hit. Colton Zaradka pitched seven-plus innings, only giving up one hit, but he did walk five. The Lumberjacks, the losing pitcher was Ben Schubring. He came in relief, pitched three innings, and gave up two runs, none of them earned. He gave up no hits, so Schubring takes the loss in relief, but didn't give up a hit. Lumberjack pitchers, though, did walk 10 in the games. Luke Strick, the starter, walked six. Ben Schubring, the reliever, walked four, and boy, 10 walks isn't going to get it done. But Marshfield could not get runners in on base. They had runners on base in, let's see, every inning, and were only able to push across three of those runs, but it was enough. They took advantage of the defense in the eighth, or the lack of defense in the eighth inning, and pull out the win here 3-2 in game one of this doubleheader. Well, we'll take and send it back to the studios now and see if the Lumberjacks can regroup after something like this and come back and play a game in the second one and get the split. But right now, Marshfield goes to 4-0 on the season. East drops to 2-1 with the loss. So we're going to send it back to the Fox Sports studio for about a half an hour or so, and we'll come back with game two of this doubleheader in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Marshfield pulls out the win here this afternoon with three runs. They only had three hits on the day. And it was errors in the eighth inning that gave the victory to the Tigers, as the Lumberjacks could not close it out. 3-2 the final. This is Tom King. We hope you can come back and join us, or stick around, catch up on what else is happening in the world of sports, and come back for game two in about a half an hour or so. It'll be the Lumberjacks and Marshfield once again. We'll send it back to the studio now. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and InterCity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.